was younger. I should have known better, and I can't feel no remorse. And you don't feel nothing bad. I got a new girlfriend. He feels like he's on top. Since the flood. Oh, Ophelia, heaven help a fool who falls in love. I got a little paycheck. You got big plans, and you gotta move. And that's all she wrote. Oh, Ophelia, you've been on my mind, girl, like a drug. Oh, Ophelia, heaven help a fool who falls in love. Oh, Ophelia, you've been on my mind, girl, since the flood.
Alrighty. Hello. You are listening to WMFO Medford 91.5. More specifically, you are listening to Storytime with Papa T, featuring two guest DJs today. We have DJ Satan, and we have DJ Headroom, or Alex.
Boom.
Yeah. Alex. Neither mic is on. Now both mics are on.
Let's go.
I'm Alex.
Yeah. So this is Alex and DJ Satan. And the last song that just played was a new single from the Lumineers. And we were just talking about, I think this is the first time it's been played on WMFO.
You're a trendsetter.
Yeah, definitely trendsetter. I don't think anyone's ever heard of the Lumineers before.
The who?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you know, good times. Good times all around. But I liked it. New single. They haven't had music for a while, so let's play it.
10 out of 10, Wood Lumineer.
There we go.
Wood Lumineer.
More specifically, though, this show is going to be about another song. The song is "Where Is My Mind" by
Yes.
Ooh.
Yes,
that's a money song.
So it's by
not
the Pixies.
By Yes,
not by Yes, by the Pixies. So the story, I'll tell it. You know, the song is quite popular from the movie Fight Club. It came out in 1993, and Fight Club came out in 99, I believe, or like 95. Something like that. And it was prominently featured in the film and has since been, you know, associated with the two. There was another TV show called Mr. Robot, which draws a lot of parallels to Fight Club, and they wanted to make clear that those parallels were intentional. So they played a cover of that song, and I thought that cover was very good. So I am going to play a bunch of covers of... I will play a bunch of covers of Where's My Mind, and we will comment on these.
Commentate on it.
Yes, commentate on all of these.
Commentate.
So I think we're going to play the actual Where's My Mind by the Pixies last, just as a, you know, a bookend to the segment. But the first one, I think, is going to be one of the first ones I found. It was from a while ago. Alex actually knew this one before, too. It's from this guy called The Pete Box, and I believe all of the sounds in this are made at one time using a looper. So it's pretty cool. So, you know, let's start it off. It's going to be Where's My Mind by The Pete Box.
All right, ready?
Ready, mate.
So, that was The Peach Box with Where's My Mind. What'd you guys think?
That was a pretty money song.
I love that song.
Pretty money song.
Huge one.
Yeah, I listened to that maybe a couple days ago when I decided to do this show, and it's definitely the most, like, distinctly different from the original over most of the other covers that I'm going to play.
Is this a super popular cover song for, like, a specific reason?
I don't know. I
think Fight Club
gave
it a ton of acclaim. I mean, have either of you ever listened to Surfer Rosa in its entirety?
No.
I haven't either, but it's apparently supposed to be really good. And that came out in 88. And then Fight Club came out, I think, in 99.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
you got it.
I think it was, like, one of the better songs on a somewhat acclaimed album, and then big, like, very big ticket movie picks it up.
Actually, it was a small ticket movie at the time.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, Brad Pitt was, like, already established, and so was Edward Norton, weren't they?
Yeah, but it was a small, it was, like, a not very well-received movie at the time.
Oh, well-received?
Well-received, or, like, it was kind of under the radar.
Really?
Yeah.
I always thought that, like, it ultimately, well, I guess it is, like, a cult classic, but I always kind of thought that, like, they were kind of aware of the fact that they were making a pretty freaking awesome movie.
They were probably aware, but it's such a confusing movie at first that, like, that...
I guess so. That's
it. Took a
true.
While for it to really catch on.
Memento is kind of like big though in the same kind of culty.
Yeah, that was Christopher Nolan's first movie though.
I just mean like it was like cultily big enough. I think that like having that song in that movie.
Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, that's
the point,
like,
of like where people are covering it a ton.
Yeah, that's the.
I don't necessarily. I misspoke. Like, big ticket isn't.
I think that's the point where it becomes like a more known song.
Yeah.
I think, you know, the Pixies are kind of known as the band who did "Where Is My Mind" and a few other songs, but I don't think they're very well known for anything since.
They came out with something recently, and it was received pretty bad reviews.
Yeah, it was pretty terrible.
I didn't listen to it.
Yeah, it was like five or six songs, right?
Yeah, I don't know. I never really got into the Pixies, to tell the truth.
I listened to it after, I watched Fight Club, you know, maybe like 4 years ago, and then that was when they were releasing new singles for it,
right.
And it was pretty bad, but I don't know. No, it was okay.
Interesting.
Yeah. But I think that was definitely the most distinct version of the song, except for, you'll hear these later, we have some international covers of them, so I think those will be exciting. We have a Spanish one, and we have a
Dutch awesome.
One, I believe.
Is it like translated entirely and stuff?
No. Well, do you mean like it's in these languages?
It's in these languages.
Yeah, right? And they both have somewhat different style, so those are exciting.
Sweet. I'm excited for those.
But before we do that, I think we're going to do one more, at least one more English version of it. This one is going to be, to be completely honest, I don't know which one this sounds like. I just remembered liking it. So let's go. Let's listen to this cover of Where's My Mind by Yoav.
Yoav?
Yeah.
Cool.
Do you know them?
No. I just like the name.
Yeah. Well, here it is. Let's do it.
Caribbean. your feet in the air and your head on the ground.
Alrighty, so that one was Where's My Mind by Yoav, and it was featured on the soundtrack for Sucker Punch, a film that came out a couple years ago. I don't know that that film did as well as Fight Club, but, you know, whatever.
What's Fight Club?
Exactly.
Don't talk about Fight Club.
While that song was playing, I was doing a little bit more research on Where's My Mind, and I read a bunch of random facts. I don't think any of them are super fascinating, but there was one that I thought was somewhat funny, and I'll read it directly from Wikipedia. The song was written by frontman Black Francis while he attended University of Massachusetts Amherst and was inspired by his experiences while scuba diving in the Caribbean. He later said that this very small fish tried chasing me. I don't know why. I don't know too much about fish behavior.
You know, pretty fair.
That's the thing that's inspired all of these covers.
It seems like a fishy story.
Yeah.
Fishy.
True.
Dad joke on point.
Got him.
Got him indeed.
Yes. So there's actually... another version by someone called Trampled by Turtles, which is somewhat related
They're
to
fish. Cool.
True.
I like Trampled by Turtles.
I was going to play... Yeah, I'm going to play them next. I have a few more. I'm going to play them next. But first, let's talk about the Yoav version. We didn't really talk about it. What do you think?
I liked it a lot.
Pete liked it.
It was cool.
Also, just can I just point out that if you're getting trampled by a turtle, you totally deserve it because like they move...
Yeah, like...
A mile an hour. Less than that, literally.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. I mean, roasted, I don't ever want to say you, like, deserve to be trampled by anything, but, like...
But, like,
also, like,
you at least deserved a roasting.
And turtles are so nice. Like, if they're trampling you, you know you did something wrong.
Yeah, you're probably not that cool. Fair.
They can be vicious, though.
No, I mean, actually, like, what turtles. About tortoises,
oh, that's
though?
That's true.
Aren't tortoises, like, jerks, kind of?
I think tortoises are nice. They like to be pet. I know that.
Really?
Yeah. Blake wants a tortoise named Mayotard, the dog. We decided it was going to be named Mayotard the dog, not just Mayotard.
I want a pet. I want, like, a gerbil named Lil Dicky.
Hashtag Dave Bird. Hashtag the original pancake.
Hashtag what are like seven other of his names?
The independent variable.
There we go. Yeah.
It's a money name.
Those are money names. They're all his. You can't use any of them. They're all trademarked.
They are. So is the name Dave.
Bird is not, though.
Bird is not. You can use Bird.
Yeah. God trademarked Bird.
He did. Day one. Actually, no, wait. What day did he create?
The animals.
The animals.
I think day two or three.
Day two.
Fowls.
He needed to chill after, like, the universe.
Yeah, that was a big commitment.
Light and stuff, that's a big one.
The light was on the first day.
Yeah, I know, that's what I mean. He needed to, like, chill for...
Yeah, he's like, wow.
That call was... it a day, start the next day.
Literally.
Not
call. He called it a day.
Yeah, called
day
it a day.
The day wasn't a thing before he decided.
No, he was just like, yo, I'm calling it.
Do you know that the interpretation of the... Of that is that a day, quote unquote,
a day could mean
like
any
hundreds
of
thousands of years, which is how people
that
like,
is a plot twist.
Is that's how like people interpret it to be like, yeah, we'll allow evolution because they're like hundreds of thousands of millions of years is like how birds came about.
Ooh, revisionist, I like it.
Yeah,
so God was just being cryptic.
Would you expect anything less though?
From God.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just like, I'm not going to make it clear.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Doesn't need to.
That's like the Constitution, like we were talking about when we were driving the other day. How TJ...
Big yet comprehensive it is.
TJ did a great job.
Oh, TJ was a stud. He wrote that in what, like 6 days?
I have no idea, but he crushed it.
Yeah, he crushed that.
Some guy's just like, hey, can you like write this thing? You give me a week to write a draft of something... It's terrible. I'll tell you that. It's like not even readable.
It's probably going to include something about Chipotle. Like, let's be real.
Yeah.
That's going to be a Bill of Rights.
Yeah.
Like, Chipotle must remain open.
Mm-hmm. But then people would be, you know, super messed up from all the E. coli.
That's true.
That they maybe gave. Like, individually packaged E. coli to people.
But then evolution would happen, and then after a while, all those people would...
In like a day. Yeah.
And then day, everyone left. Unquote. Yeah, one day.
Yeah.
And then everyone left would be Chipotle worthy.
Chipotleans. Yeah. We got way off track from what we were talking about. I don't remember what we were talking about. But, we were talking about turtles.
Mm.
So with that, let's play the Trampled by Turtles version. Here we go. Trampled by Turtles. Where's My Mind?
Dope.
Those were some turtles that were trampling. And they were asking, where's my mind? What did the crew think of that song?
I like that better than the last one.
I like that one. I'm a fan of that one. I think I might have encountered that once.
I like turtles.
I'm a big fan of that vibe. I like turtles.
I like that one. I didn't think, to me, it wasn't that
wasn't like, crazy.
Distinctly different to yeah. really catch my attention.
But do you have a favorite one? You haven't played it yet.
The piano one?
Mm-hmm.
That's, I think, my personal favorite one. The, you know, obviously the actual Pixies version. I really like the Peatbox one because that's pretty different, mm-hmm. But is a good version of the song. I think the piano one's very relaxing. I think I'm going to play that second to last.
The pianer. Yeah.
Pianer.
Pianer.
So other than that, we got four more. Let's go international right now. I think. I might have closed it. No, I didn't close it. Where are they? There they are. Nope, that's not them. Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
There they are. Let's do the first one. Let's do Spanish, right? Yeah?
Mm. Let's do it.
Money. Cool.
So, this is a rendition that is both in Spanish and I think has a Spanish music vibe. It's by Azucarillo, A-Z-U-C-A-R-I-L-L-O, Kings. So, let's see how dope it is. Here we go.
Nothing. Well, kind of nothing. I think the condom might have broken.
Broken?
Yeah, this is not good.
Okay, relax.
Relax? I mean, what are the chances of that? It's like...
Surreal?
Yeah. This isn't supposed to happen. We're being responsible here.
Okay, well, don't panic.
Don't panic? How can you say that?
Being responsible means having a backup plan, like emergency contraception, or EC for short. When you begin taking EC within 72 hours, it could prevent pregnancy. It's not an abortion pill and it won't prevent HIV or other STDs, but it's a great backup plan.
It's gonna be okay. It's gonna be fine.
What? I thought you'd be the one to freak.
Well, I've got EC.
Oh. Oh, no, that's just great. What's EC?
For more information or to get EC in advance, ask your healthcare provider or call 1-888-NOT-TOO-LATE. That's 1-888-NOT-2-LATE. EC, because shit happens, brought to you by the Pacific Institute for Women's Health.
Yeah. stuff happens.
You're not wrong.
I'm not wrong. The something department of something told me I'm not wrong. But before that, you know, we had the Where's My Mind covered by the Escurrilo Kings. And I misspoke before saying that it was in Spanish. Sorry about that. But it was a Spanish, you know, traditional music, whatever, rendition of it, I believe, sort of. And I liked it.
I'll believe it.
You'll believe it. What'd you guys think?
I liked it. I was a fan of that one. It was very upbeat and festive.
Olé!
Yeah. It was different from the other ones, I think.
More Spanish.
More Spanish, indeed. This next one, I cannot confirm if it's Dutch or something, but I will on the other end. This one is going to be from Koskruk, and it's Wa is min hoofde.
Oh, Wa is min hoofde?
Yeah.
Oh, sick.
Yeah, here we go. Let's check it out.
Stop!
Met je voeten in de lucht en je kop in het zand. Probeer dat maar eens en draai dan rond. Je brein stort in en er zit niks in. En je vraagt jezelf af. Waar is mijn hoofd? Waar is mijn hoofd? Waar is mijn hoofd? Waar is mijn hoofd? Ver weg in het water zie je drijven. Ik ging zwemmen in de Noordzee. En alle scholen scholen in het zand. Alleen de kleine witte hondshaai. Die kwam en hij at uit mijn hand. En hij zei tegen mij, waar is je hoofd? Waar is je hoofd?
Waar?
Waar is je hoofd?
Waar?
Waar is je hoofd? Ver weg in het water zie je drijven. Waar is je hoofd?
Waar is je hoofd?
Waar is je hoofd? Waar is je? Waar is je? Waar is je hoofd? Oh, waar is je? Waar is je? Waar is je hoofd?
All righty. So. That was Wa is mar hoofd. I will do my best Dutch. And also confirm that that was indeed Dutch.
It was.
Yeah.
I think. I mean, I don't actually know like what Dutch sounds like.
That's right, what Wikipedia sounds, told me.
Okay. Well, that was my favorite.
That was your favorite of all of them. Pete, yes. Where do you rank that?
Low.
Low?
Yeah.
That I wasn't liked very it a money, lot.
I don't think.
I thought it was... Yeah, I thought it was just like interesting because it was in Dutch, but
it was
oh,
fun.
Okay,
yeah, it's like cool. Here's the song that we've listened to 4 versions of already in Dutch. So I think I could take a pass on that in the future, but you know, had That's to be fair. International.
That's fair.
Those were my international versions. I think we're gonna move on to back to English. We have 4 more. This one is gonna be from Mindy Jones, and I don't really remember what it's like, but I think it's quiet-ish. So, let's see how it goes.
Here we go.
Baby. Lift your feet on the air and your head on the ground. Try this trick and spin it. Your head will collapse and there's nothing in it. Ask yourself.
Key. So that version was from Mindy Jones, again, Where Is My Mind. I actually like that version, more or less. I think I'm, I don't know. I thought it had an interesting vibe to it. I think it had some mellowness, but also some added features of, at some point they added in kind of a drum synth thing. I can't describe music well at all.
Well, musical.
Yeah, it was pretty musical. But I enjoyed it. I think everyone else here kind of has indifferent opinions.
I definitely feel something.
Is it more different than indifferent?
Oh, it's unrelated to the music.
Okay.
But
cool.
Sorry, I've been doing stuff.
Yeah, I think I'm yeah. Guest DJs have left me, I guess. So
TJ Tatan has left the building.
No, he's still
JK,
here.
JK, he's still here.
Not Tatanning.
No, that's true. Not Tatanning.
He's satanning on his butt.
The real question is, where is DJ Maface?
Where is DJ Maface?
You know, I know the answer to that, actually.
Probably.
He's watching The Bachelor.
Oh, that's huge.
Which
we should go watch
I'm
that.
I'm bummed about.
We should go watch that after this.
I'm going to go DJ Satan right on DJ Maface later.
Yeah, you're not allowed to say that on the radio, dude.
Say what?
No, you're fine.
Yeah.
What? Like, what? Why?
Say what?
The look on your face was, oh. What?
Say my name, say my name. Just kidding, you can't, because it is.
Please continue. No?
That's dope.
Okay. So, another cover. Here we go. Not a Surf. Where's My Mind? Let's do it. Bye.
Thank you.
So, we have two more versions left to go, and then maybe one other song if time permits. But before we go on, any thoughts on that version? No thoughts? No thoughts. Zero thoughts in this room. Absolutely.
I was thinking, I'll tell you that.
Absolutely zero thoughts going on.
Wait,
right
wait,
now.
did you play a song?
No. That's okay. They don't know where their mind is
because
their thoughts are gone. Oh, see? That's the song
it.
That we
roasted,
played.
Roasted.
I liked it.
Good old-fashioned song roasting.
Yeah.
Song roasting.
That is true. I thought I was playing the song, but I'm not.
I was just, you know.
Doing stuff.
Publicizing.
Tagging me in a post on Facebook. That's what I
was publicizing
I saw.
Your show.
I'm
the
glad.
End of your show.
Catch the end of Storytime with Papa T featuring Pete and myself, followed by Headroom with me and Nick, and maybe Pete, and maybe Ben. Lots of new stuff. Probably Run the Jewels. Probably.
Probably.
Who knows?
It depends on whether Nick brings his record or not.
Is Nick coming?
He was supposed to be.
Does he have DJ access?
Yeah, they updated it.
Cool.
We're chilling now. Yeah, things are good. And the importing script is good, so stay tuned for new stuff to Rivendell for those of you who are WMFO and listening to WMFO.
For you.
WMFO 91.5.
I really
want
to record Pete doing some like IDs and PSAs.
Allowed, right?
I think you can.
Yeah, you can do that.
I would love to figure
91.5 WMFO.
Yes.
Can you give him one of the PSAs and let's just see.
Please just select one.
Select anything that tickles your fancy. Maybe we should play one song and he'll have his fancy tickled and then he'll
It's the radio so you don't have to see it. But we'll move on. It's a joke cuz you get it.
No, I missed what I wasn't paying attention to the words I was saying.
Okay.
So.
We'll continue. This next one is the rendition that started the whole idea behind this. So the song is Where's My Mind. The cover is by Maxine Serene. It's piano. It's dope. Check it out. Now. Thank you. Alrighty.
Here we go.
First, that was Where Is My Mind by Maxence Serene. I think it's pretty dope, straight fire, from Mr. Robot and other things. But now, before the hour ends out with the Pixies version of Where's My Mind, we have Pete reading something.
Reading something.
Number of Americans that die each day from an accidental overdose of prescription drugs. 54. Number of human beings that have died from an overdose of medical marijuana in all recorded history. 0. Food for thought. A message from the public interest. Message in the public interest from WNFO in Medford. Tufts Educational Radio.
That was the whole PSA.
Yeah.
That was all on the radio.
That's it.
I think we should hire him. We should pay him.
Yeah, turn down both Analysis Group and Cornerstone. Come
you should
here
what
to
me,
work.
Alex?
Hire you?
Mm, yeah.
What? Okay. Sure.
Did you just not hear me?
No, I didn't.
Okay. Yeah, so I guess something relating to marijuana drug things. If it's medical, it's safe. And if it's prescription pills, it's not necessarily safe. True.
Safety first.
Safety
street
first.
Stuff
and second
isn't safe though. You
never safety
know.
First and second.
And
how sick is that?
Never touch the street stuff. Never touch the streets.
Never.
Live like Ben Tannen.
Yeah.
Just drive everywhere.
Yeah. Don't.
You're all about trying to turn things around.
Also, don't do anything like they do in Step Up 2, The Streets. That's not appropriate.
Also not good. Could
Didn't
hurt you yourself.
Did you see that movie? Was Channing Tatum in it?
Could seriously hurt yourself.
Channing Tatum was featured for about 5 minutes in the beginning of it because it was a sequel to Step Up 1.
Yeah, no thank you. I want Channing Tatum.
Well, have you seen, what's it called? 22 Jump Street?
I've seen 21 Jump Street.
We should watch 22. 22
is pretty money too.
It's pretty dope.
I thought 21 was like aight.
I liked
it. I think 21 was amazing.
I thought 21 was hilarious.
I guess they just have a more mature sense of humor. Mm-hmm.
I guess so. What are
a
you
more
gonna do?
More refined palette.
What are you gonna do?
I don't know. I'm probably gonna play this last song though.
That sounds pretty good to me, Ben.
Cool.
I say hit it.
Okay, we got 3 minutes and 55 seconds left on the song, and then Alex Golan from Headroom.
Woohoo!
The Headroom. I don't, what is it?
Headroom. Just Headroom.
Headroom with the Alex Golan.
No.
Yes. New.
There's probably more than one somewhere, right?
No, but you're the Alex Golan.
I could take that. Okay.
Where's My Mind from the Pixies? Here we go.
Stop.